Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yodalid, Mishnah Aleph. The Parah Aduma is called the Parat Hatat, the Hatat cow, by the Torah. The way the Parah Aduma, which gives purity to the Jewish people after they became impure, the way that it's prepared is it's led to Har HaZetim, which is to the east of Yerushalayim, and a special pit over there is prepared, and the Parah Aduma is burned in that spot. The slaughter, shechita, happens first, and then the burning right afterwards. If it was burned in a different spot, the Parah Aduma is not considered to be valid. We've been talking in the previous Pirakim about how korbanot have to be slaughtered properly in the Beit HaMikdash and offered up over there, and the prohibition of slaughtering or offering up on the Mizbeach outside the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. So obviously over here, when the Parah Aduma is being slaughtered outside the Beit HaMikdash, obviously it's not considered to be a problem because that's where it's supposed to be. Question in this Mishnah is going to talk about if the Korban, the Parah Aduma, was offered in another place, is it considered to be invalid or not? We're also going to mention the Seir HaMishtaleach. On Yom Kippur, there were two goats brought to the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. One was brought as a regular Korban Hatat, while the other was a Seir HaMishtaleach. It was sent away to a cliff, to Azazel, and pushed down. Question over there becomes as well, if someone took that goat that was sent away and offered it up as a korban outside, is he liable for doing something wrong? Mishnah says, parat hatat shesirafa chutz migita, if somebody burned a parah aduma outside of its pit, vechen sa'ir hamishtaleach shekrivo bachutz, and a sa'ir hamishtaleach, the goat of Yom Kippur that sent away, if they offered it up outside, even though it wasn't supposed to be killed that way, it was supposed to be thrown off a cliff, we say patur, they're not liable for the sin of offering up these two animals in the improper spots. Shine emar, vel petach ohel moed lo hevi'o. They're not liable because the pasuk in the Torah says that one is liable only if he offered the korban outside and he didn't bring it at the entrance of the ohel moed, which is the courtyard, which implies that the Torah is telling us that the topic, the subject that we're talking about when we discuss a person who brought a korban in a problematic way outside, it's only if he was supposed to offer it inside. So he offered it outside as opposed to bringing it in the courtyard like he was supposed to. But whatever is not fit and meant to come to the entrance of the Ohel Moed in Hayavin Alav, one is not liable for offering it up outside. And that's what we mean over here. The Parah Aduma and the Seir Azazel are not meant to be offered inside the Ohel Moed. So therefore, this topic, this whole entire idea of offering up and slaughtering outside are not problematic when it comes to them.